This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Campaigns blitz South Carolina.
Now we're going to win a third time.
I just got one more I've got to catch up to.
First responders killed.
To the families, Minnesota mourns with you.
Dangerous western weather.
I don't know what's going to happen in the next 2 days.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan in Charleston, South Carolina, with the CBS World News Roundup. It'll be a week of intense campaigning ahead of Saturday's Republican presidential primary in this state. The polls have former President Trump with a more than 30-point lead over former Governor Nikki Haley, and there's attention focused on Michigan, too, a key swing state that votes next. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns is with me here in South Carolina.
Making his pitch to voters in Michigan this weekend, Donald Trump took aim at Friday's ruling in his civil fraud trial.
The case is a complete and total sham. It's a sham case.
And while Trump is already shifting his attention to the general election, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is focused on Trump in her home state's Republican primary this Saturday.
Everything he touches, we lose.
As polls show Trump with a commanding lead, Haley is now pointing to his legal cases as a liability.
He said himself he's going to spend more time in a courtroom than on the campaign trail. We can't win like that.
Yet many of Trump's supporters are standing by him.
I think some of it is politically motivated. Look at where you're at now versus where you were 4 years ago, and you'll realize you are much better off than Trump was president.
Now to Burnsville, Minnesota, outside Minneapolis, where three first responders were killed yesterday, two police officers and a paramedic, when shots were fired when they responded to a call for help. Marielle Mose of CBS News Minnesota has more.
It's a really hard day for our public safety family. We're hurting.
Law enforcement officials say they were heartbroken after a shooting rattled Burnsville in the early hours of Sunday morning.
When officers got to the scene, they spent quite a bit of time negotiating with this individual who was barricaded in the home.
Then police say the situation escalated into gunfire.
Send the fire truck to the front of the house for cover.
Three first responders were killed during the shootout. Jason Skog lives nearby and said he was ordered to shelter in place.
A series of gunfires really rapid, like do, 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 do.
Jesus, remember me.
Last night, the Burnsville community gathered for a vigil to remember the lives lost.
We know that our community is broken right now and our hearts are heavy.
An intense search is into its fourth day for the person who shot and killed two people at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs. CBS's Nancy Chen.
Students say they heard gunfire come from a University of Colorado dorm room just before 6 a.m. Friday. Minutes later, police made a grisly discovery.
Two deceased individuals, each with at least one gunshot wound.
Investigators believe the shooting was targeted and the victims knew their attacker.
I never would have thought there would be a shooting at college.
Today, in lieu of class, university leaders are inviting students and the surrounding community for a day of healing to honor the victims.
Police in Indianapolis say a dispute between two groups of people ended with gunfire at a Waffle House. One person was killed, five wounded. No arrests have been made. Now to California. CBS's Carter Evans has the latest on another round of severe storms.
Overnight, the latest storm slammed into California, triggering flash floods.
It's kind of freaky and a little bit scary.
Already up to the front steps, Dennis Hoagland is worried about floodwater ruining the foundation of his home in Sonoma County.
We've been here for the past 6-7 years. We've never had water up this high before.
California is still recovering from historic storms earlier this month that left several people dead and caused hundreds of landslides.
More than 400 people have been detained by police in Russia for visiting memorials and monuments that have become tributes to the late opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Navalny's mother says she was denied access to a morgue where his body is believed to be now. CBS's Cammy McCormick has more on what Navalny's widow is saying.
Первый раз на этом канале я хочу обратиться к вам.
Yulia Navalny is calling on her husband's supporters to battle Vladimir Putin with greater fury than ever. She said Putin killed her husband. The Kremlin has denied involvement but says it is investigating his death at a Russian prison.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
A missile attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels damaged a Belize-flagged ship traveling through the strait that connects the Red Sea to the Gulf of Aden, forcing the crew to abandon ship. And the Palestinian foreign minister today accused Israel of apartheid and urged the UN's top court to declare that Israel's occupation of lands sought for a Palestinian state is illegal and must end. CBS's Holly Williams has the latest this morning on the war in Gaza.
At Al-Aqsa Hospital, the race to save lives never stops. The bloodshed and the grief know no age limits. In the central Gaza Strip, another neighborhood has been left splintered. We were cooking at home when suddenly the entire house fell on us, says Iman Subhi. They're humiliating us. Netanyahu will be punished. Israel says it cannot eliminate Hamas without moving into Rafah in southern Gaza, where around 1.5 million Palestinians are now sheltering. But the US is warning against a ground assault without a credible plan to protect civilians.
The Biden administration says the government intends to provide $1.5 billion to the computer chip company Global Foundries to expand domestic production in New York and Vermont. A late-night TV bit is now the subject of a lawsuit.
Will George Santos say that?
Hey, Ron's wife. Ron wants you to call him George, but then again, not George because his name's Ron. I'm George.
Former Congressman George Santos is suing ABC's Jimmy Kimmel. Santos alleges he was tricked into making videos on the Cameo app that were used on air to make fun of him. CBS's Monica Ricks tells us one movie dominated at a major award show.
The BAFTA goes to Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer cleaned up at the BAFTAs, winning 7 awards, including Best Film, Director, and Best Actor for star Cillian Murphy.
You know, one man's monster is another man's hero, and that's why I love movies, because we have a space to celebrate and interrogate and investigate that complexity.
Poor Things also picked up 5 BAFTAs, including Best Actress for its star Emma Stone.
Tony, thank you for the line, "I must go punch that baby." It was life-changing for me.
The award show's known as the British Oscars.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
He may be running for president, but Donald Trump is still in business.
That's the real deal.
A day after Donald Trump announced his new sneaker line, a Russian CEO has won an autographed pair of his golden Never Surrender high tops after placing the highest bid, $9,000, at Philadelphia Sneaker Con. Roman Scharf, founder of a luxury watch dealer, says he plans to pass them down to his children one day, but for now, they'll be on display in his office. The shoes, with an American flag on the back and Mr. Trump's signature on the right toe, cost $399 and reportedly sold out in less than 2 hours. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A salute to Parker Byrd, sophomore on the East Carolina baseball team. The school says he's the first Division I athlete to play in a game with a prosthetic leg. He had one amputated after a 2022 boating accident. Byrd drew a walk in one at bat and was replaced by a pinch runner. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds, but none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.